Welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and a local history nerd. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history. Facts are based on research. Opinions are my own. I wanted to present on the famous Parker House in Astoria that was located on what is now 9th and Astor. It was a popular hotel back in the day, as it was so close to the waterfront and all transportation was on the water, it was very convenient. The Astorian newspaper reported in July of 1873 that the new hotel in this city, also known at present as the Parker House, because of it being built for Mr. W.W. Parker, is rapidly nearing completion. The Parkers were an early Astoria pioneer family. W.W. Parker was Wilder Webster Parker. His obituary states he was born in 1823 in Vermont. He traveled to California in 1849 and came to Astoria in 1852. His brothers in the region included Charles, Hiram, and George. He was active in politics, industry, and real estate. His death was widely covered in the local and regional newspapers in January of 1899. The Parker House opened in November of 1873. The newspaper reported, "The hotel was a three-story frame structure, 50 by 150 feet, with 77 handsomely furnished rooms and suites, elegant parlors, and spacious corridors. The dining room was rumored to have the choicest cuisine by accomplished cooks, and the waitstaff could not be surpassed. The bar was stocked by only the best wines, liqueurs, and cigars." There's a lot of hyperbole there. In 1873, it was advertised that single meals were 50 cents, board and lodging was $6 a week, or a dollar a day. There are many stories about this area of Astoria being filled with saloons and female boarding, but the Parker House was a legitimate, high-quality hotel, despite its proximity to Swill Town. Although W.W. Parker was a real estate developer in charge of the hotel construction, he leased the facility out to various proprietors. Often his brother Hiram B. Parker, or Hiram's son Eben or Ebenezer Parker, would manage the hotel between changes in management. In actuality, Hiram B. Parker was the proprietor during most of the years it operated as the Parker House. The hotel was a testament to the close-knit manner in which the Parker brothers conducted their businesses. The Parker House was extensively remodeled in 1883, 1895, and 1906. The 1883 renovations approximately doubled its size. Its main competition was the older and somewhat more expensive Occident Hotel nearby. Hiram Parker passed in 1917 at age 92. The hotel was sold by the estate and it became the Western Hotel, a rooming house. The Western Hotel survived the fire of 22. It fell into disrepair and was demolished in 1937. Nostalgic articles appeared in the newspaper that recalled the glory days of the Parker House. To see pictures of my radio show topics, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I will end this episode with a nod to Scotty Parker. I met him a few years prior to his death in the summer of 2021. I loved hearing his stories and his legendary karaoke at Astoria's Legion Hall. Hence my interest in Astoria's Parker family. Thanks for listening. And tune in next week for another dose of local history on The History Diva.